Are you looking for a magazine that can provide engaging and educational articles, purposeful and impactful advertising, and complete dedication to the Western New York community? Then you want Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine. With over 200,000 print readers and over 35,000 digital readers, Buffalo Healthy Living is Western New York's largest free healthy living magazine for people of all ages. Focusing on health, fitness, nutrition, environment, business, and community, Buffalo Healthy Living is dedicated to providing well-written and timely articles and healthy tips to support a healthy lifestyle. Embracing the highest standards of corporate purpose, accountability, and transparency, Buffalo Healthy Living offers a positive social and environmental impact. Proud to be Western New York's premier free magazine for people of all ages, Buffalo Healthy Living writes about the topics that matter most to its readers. Find it at every area Wegmans and Tops, along with thousands of other locations throughout all 8 counties of Western New York. Interested in advertising? Contact 716-204-8881. Visit BuffaloHealthyLiving.com or follow on Facebook and Twitter. Enjoy a healthier life with Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine.
Hi, I'm Kathy Picciullo, the President and CEO of the Kenmore Town of Tonawanda Chamber of Commerce. We work with our businesses every day in our great community. We connect, advocate, facilitate, and educate. Come join us today.
Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in on the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Buffalo. Welcome to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation. I'm your host, Dale Martin, live here at ESPN 1520 AM, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. And who's always making it happen is my wonderful co-host, Lauren Lewis. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Dale?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm good, thank you.
What have you been up to these last couple of days? I feel like I haven't seen you in a long time.
I know. It's been a couple of weeks. It's nice to be back in studio together this week.
Yes, it is.
What have I been up to? Just enjoying summer.
Just enjoying summer, okay.
Yeah, spending time at the beach, out with family and friends.
A lot of fun in Canada.
A lot of fun in Canada, yep, up at Crystal Beach this past weekend. So it was beautiful, beautiful day up there.
We've had a tremendous, another great summer. What do you think?
It's been awesome. I mean, really, I can't think of a day that we've had where it's just been, like, terrible.
I mean, we waited till July to get there, but
we got here. Yes, it's all that matters.
90 days, a beautiful summer.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we have going on this morning? I think today's conversation is so fitting to what Western New York at Work is about in terms of talking to small and medium-sized companies, even the larger ones. But I think our concept, our mission, is really reflective to our guest today. And who do we have?
We have Kathy Picciullo, who is the executive director from the Kenton Chamber of Commerce, the Kenmore Town of Tonawanda Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for joining us this morning, Kathy.
Well, thank you for having me. And what you don't realize is this is a Chamber of Commerce day. This is the kind of that we look forward to, because this is when we get our best pictures that we can then put on our brochures, and then anybody visiting from out of town finds this just delightful. They think this is like, this is how it is all year long.
This is Chamber of Commerce day. This is a beautiful Western New York day. Even it rained a little bit on my way out here, but it just cleared right up. Again, it's a little bit of rain.
We'll take whatever it is. That might have been coming from my sprinklers because everything is so dry.
A little bit of Florida. I was going to say a little bit of Florida and a little bit of Texas right here in Buffalo.
What does that mean?
Okay.
I'll
tell you later. But with that being said, let's say hello to our producer, Joe. Joe, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good.
Hi,
yourself?
Joe.
I'm really tired, but yesterday was a good day. I went to go see a psychic for the first time. It was interesting.
Okay. All right. Interesting in a good way, though, right?
It was kind of spooky. Like, this woman knew everything about me. It was very bizarre.
Oh, you went to see a psychic?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you were, you know, talking or referring to a movie or something.
No. This was a legitimate psychic. This lady sat me down in her living room, and, like, if you can picture, like, couches from the 70s with like the little plastic covering over it. This was this lady's living room, and it was very, I would say, bizarre. It was very
strange. What made you go see the psychic? Like, I've gone in the past. I love it. I think it's something fun to do. But what made you go?
Well, my friend, he was out eating with another one of our friends, and they saw the psychic place across the street. And they're like, you know what? Let's go. And then he went. The other guy left because he was freaked out. And then he recommended it to me. So I just decided to do it.
Did you call and make an appointment, or did you walk in?
No, I just walked right in. It was on Union Road. I'm not sure what it was called, though.
So this one was legit.
I was going to say, so what changes are you going to make as a result of being, you know?
Everything she said, she just said, keep doing what you're doing. You'll be successful, so... Okay. Just gonna keep going.
Good. All right. That's awesome.
Well, speaking of that success, let's find out what's happening in the world of sports and what's successful there.
All right. So we have reached the dog days of the NHL offseason as the Buffalo Sabres have signed two of their remaining restricted free agents yesterday. The Sabres announced that they've come to terms with goaltender Linus Allmark on a one-year deal worth just over $1 million. And they've also signed defenseman Jake McCabe to a two-year contract worth $2.8 million per season. With the signings of McCabe and Allmark, the Sabres are now about $1 million above the salary cap, so expect another transaction or two from them before the start of the regular season to get under the cap. Over to football, the Buffalo Bills will take the field once again this afternoon at St. John Fisher College as they prepare for their first preseason game next week. The Bills will host the Indianapolis Colts on Thursday at 7 p.m., and you can catch that game on our sister station, WGR 550. Over to baseball, the Buffalo Bisons are back in action this afternoon at Salem Field as they wrap up their three-game series with the Syracuse Mets. First pitch is at 1:05, and you can catch the game right here on ESPN 1520. This update is brought to you by Bocce's Pizza. Dale and Lauren, back to you.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. And I think, once again, today is a very special, it's a chamber day.
It's a chamber day. I love it.
It's a chamber day. And so, Kathy, we're really going to really try to pick your brain today and find out what's happening. You know, what does that mean? Because you can talk to four people and you get four different responses. But let's talk about what's happening right in the, you know, with the Kenton Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, very specifically, I'm very excited to represent the town of Tonawanda and the village of Kenmore, both. It, we absolutely have members from around the Tonawandas, Buffalo, Amherst, etc. But my main focus is those large and small and medium-sized businesses. And also, we reach out to the community quite often with programs. And one of the reasons for that is that we're so tied into our great community. One of the diamonds that we have is Kenmore Mercy Hospital, and many communities don't have that kind of a central location hospital right there, and it just adds so much. So the community is something that, as we are working together with Kenmore Mercy Hospital or with any of our other businesses, we absolutely are keeping them in mind. But my focus is, while it is threefold, it is definitely to connect with each other, connect businesses to businesses, business to the community or to customers. And I also service the businesses in a lot of ways with trainings, et cetera, et cetera. And then an overarching part of my job is just the future of the town. We have a great place to live, work, and play. That's the town of Tonawanda mode, you know. And we also, though, so what part of what I want to do is keep that great place to live, work, and play healthy and safe. Mm-hmm. And so that just extends into so many other things. The roads, the intermodal structure of the whole town, and then overarching the health of the community based on, you know, things that are going on with well, now the defunct, you know, Tonawanda Coke plant, we're getting healthier around here. Yes. So there's a lot. The job is pretty big. Yeah,
there's a vibrancy that's happening in Kenmore.
And that's partly due to so many terrific organizations that work together. We have some terrific groups. I'm part of Rotary, so I'm part of the Kenmore Rotary. That's an actually fantastic group. I work extremely closely with the Kenmore Business Association, which is more focused on the village of Kenmore. Great group of people. They're actually have a terrific group of volunteers that does a lot. So the Chamber of Commerce and then all these other organizations work together to make this a great place to live, work, and play.
Now, I'm smiling as I listen to you describe the chamber, and but also what comes to mind is that your position is also demanding. Every day is probably different with a mission in mind, to whether it be to put on an event, to meet with a council member or, you know, political official to talk about some of the changes, whether it be changing the roadways, something. I'm pretty sure your agenda probably is unlike any other.
It is, and that's what people don't realize. I think they think that we just put on, you know, the golf event and the community day and things like that, but we are involved in a lot. Now, one of my great accomplishments this year, so I am new to the chamber as the executive director. I've been there about a year and a half taking over, and I recently hired a gal who actually has more chamber experience than I do. Mm-hmm. And her name is Kelly Oldenburg. She was an executive director at the West Seneca Chamber of Commerce for 5 years. And so she is our operations director, and I'm the executive director, and it's just the two of us trying to handle quite a bit. But you're right, it's between the work I do with, like, the New York State Department of Transportation for the safety of Niagara Falls Boulevard, mm-hmm. all the way to I'm on the advisory committee for the UB Environmental Health Study that was just started, and it's going to be a long-term study. And then every day I'm walking into small businesses, you know, a little pastry shop, a bike shop, a restaurant, whatever, and finding out at that level what can we do for them.
I think it's so great. I think you forget sometimes, or maybe I forget, how large the Kenmore, Tonawanda area is. When you
yes.
said, like, all the way over to the Niagara Falls Boulevard, too, that's still part of Kenmore, Tonawanda. And you talk about live, work, and play. There's a lot of neighborhoods in that area. And then off Sheridan, you have the great, you know, like the Paddock Golf Dome. And the, like you said, the village of Kenmore, there's so many great shops and restaurants all along that section there. It's so cute. And I think it just keeps becoming more and more vibrant, too, all across
it
that
does.
Whole area.
We work very hard to bring people in, and especially, you know, if people get a chance to come down to, or take the time, mm-hmm. instead of just getting a chance, take the time to come down to the village of Kenmore and walk up and down the streets and shop. Today, the whole street's closed down because there's a car show. So it's we definitely have a lot of fun. That's, so in addition
that's
to all the
most
work,
important.
We like to have fun. So, but there is so many opportunities to do business within the town. And that's how we keep ourselves vibrant, is mm-hmm. shop local.
I love it. I love shop local. I love doing anything local. It's always great to support the businesses in our area that live here, work here, and are building businesses here. It's like, you got to support them, keep them.
You really do. We won't have it if you
yeah.
don't do that. But our town is pretty large, but we are serviced by a terrific Youth Parks and Recreation Department, too. I'm not, the chamber has no affiliation with the government, mm-hmm. but so we are not funded at all by the town, you know, government taxes, anything like that. We're completely separate entity, but I'm very excited that that I work very closely with the town supervisor Joe Eminger and the board. We have a great line of communication open. I can voice concerns. I can voice member concerns.
Yeah.
And when people call me, I feel that I can be an advocate for them,
mm-hmm.
Not only at this level, at the local level, but also going up the chain all the way to the governor's office.
And what are some of those concerns? Because, I mean, we can talk about, you know, things about, you know, the positiveness of our community. But the reality is there are some things that we still need to improve. And what are some of the things that you would like to see improve? Just a short list. I'll put you on the spot.
Just a short list.
Maybe one or two.
We need an hour show, Dale. There is no short list because it really is so diverse. But let me try to think of what comes to mind the fastest is, well, we are growing. There's a lot of new business. And so I start out at the grassroots level. If people are looking to start a business, there are so many things that they need to know before they even search for a website domain name mm-hmm. on the internet. And I'll tell you, the Small Business Administration, we work very closely with the SBA. and people really should set up a meeting with them again, even before you start to search on the internet. And I'll tell you one reason why I say that exactly. Something I learned by something that happened to me and something that I was recently taught by ARBA at the SBA. Mm-hmm. And I know what my husband went into business for himself, and he went on to, you know, one of the websites to find a web name. And I mean, it was something nobody else really would want. So because of what he did, it was very specific. And the next day when we went, or the next couple of days, so we decided, okay, that's what we'll call the business because the website's available. We go back a couple of days later, and that name is gone. It was gone. And we're like, how the heck did that happen? When you search a name for your business to try to get your website, the company that you're searching it on buys it back.
Really?
And then they will try to sell it back to you. It was
for way more money at that point.
Purchase. Yes. Mm-hmm. See, you showed an interest.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so again, yes. Starting out at the very small level, talk to the Chamber of Commerce before you even get into business. That would be number one.
Okay. Well, that's a huge challenge. And it's, you know, it's something that whether you're a startup or a seasoned business owner, is something very valuable to know.
Absolutely. That you go to the seasoned businesses, and I just sat down on Friday with Lynn Marinelli, and we're talking about, you know, the next time the governor comes into town. So those seasoned businesses, I'm an advocate for them if there's something that they need. Our whole focus on the workforce side of things is to keep this a vibrant workplace. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Well, I'm getting a signal from our producer, so Buffalo, don't go anywhere. You're listening to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. And Kathy from the Kenton Chamber of Commerce is live in studio with us today. If you have a question, give us a call at 803-1520. But don't go anywhere. We'll be back on the other side of the break.
Hi, I'm Lauren Lewis with Staff Buffalo. Staff Buffalo is a certified woman-owned business enterprise. Staff Buffalo is a full-service professional staffing firm providing executive, direct hire, and contract solutions for employers in Buffalo, New York, and the surrounding areas. We specialize in providing our clients with the best candidates for each job, as well as personalized career management solutions to each candidate looking for new opportunities. We love to make people happy. Please check us out at staffbuffalo.com. Staff Buffalo, where Buffalo works.
My name is Maggie Shea, and I am the treasurer for Infotech Western New York. Infotech is a professional organization promoting technology through networking, education, recognition, and career enrichment. Infotech provides technology resources, assists with workforce retention, and advises on regional technology infrastructure and governmental policies. Check out Infotech's upcoming events, resources, and become a member at www.infotechwny.com.
In studio with my co-host Dale Martin, our producer Joe, and this morning we have Kathy Pachula from the Kenton Chamber of Commerce in studio with us. And Kathy, before we went to break, we were talking a lot about why it's important for businesses to be a part of the Chamber of Commerce, especially if they're in the Kenmore, Tonawanda area. And you talked on, you know, government relations, bringing up issues through the government, and just helping them navigate the business space. If someone's thinking about being a member of the Kenmore Tonawanda Chamber of Commerce, how can they start getting involved?
Give me a call. So call Kathy Pachula at 874-1202. Find us online at ken-ton.org. And it's a funny thing. Kenton isn't actually a city in itself, so it's a little confusing for anybody outside of the town of Tonawanda. Mm-hmm. They absolutely can get kind of confused. But we hold the entire area of the town of Tonawanda, the village of Kenmore, and then also we also assist with there's the city of Tonawanda, which is north of us, and the city of North Tonawanda, which is in Niagara County. We also have a lot of members from Amherst and just Buffalo, North Buffalo area. But we are have a website at ken-ton.org. Mm-hmm. So we shortened those two names, and I don't think we did it. I think that's a name that is kind of a hyphenated short-term name that is used for a lot of businesses in the area, which seems to be a little bit of our shortfall, because then if you don't know what a Kenton is, it can be a little confusing. But that's how you find us, ken-ton.org. And we have a website that's up and functioning. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and still learning all of that.
Yeah. One of the things that had come to mind earlier when you were talking about one of your sponsors, and one of the things we do here at Western New York at Work is that we have an event that's called Western New York at Work Partners with a Shared Vision. I get the impression you have many partners within the Kenton area, geographic, and, you know, Kenmore Mercy Hospital being, you know, just one of them. And you wouldn't exist and you wouldn't have the success that you have today if it wasn't for them or others.
And we absolutely need the support of the local community. In the olden days, it was just automatic. You joined the Chamber of Commerce. And there were so many things that we did that are now replaced by Google. But there's so many things that we do that can't be replaced. And every area in Erie County has their own Chamber of Commerce. And I am very fortunate. As being new, I reached out to the other chamber presidents. And we have a nice alliance. I meet with A.J. Baines. I meet with Christina Groff from Cheektowaga. Actually, we all get together for lunch once a month.
So there's collaboration amongst
the
chambers.
Terrific collaboration, sharing of ideas. We all have the same overall, you know, mission, and that is to serve the business community first. And there are so many things that we do that nobody else can duplicate. And so a vibrant chamber is still absolutely necessary in today's day and age. And I think even more because people aren't as personally connected. And one of our taglines is to connect, advocate, facilitate, and educate. We're the only ones that can do that.
I love it. I mean, I think it's great because that you're collaborating with the other chambers of commerce, because all in all, I think we all have the same goal, is just to continue to drive Western New York forward and, you know, continue to develop, you know, economically, socially, everything, to continue to make our region a great region to be in. So it's great what you guys are doing. And for people that are, you know, members of the Kenton Chamber of Commerce, what kind of events and things do you have available for the members?
Great question. One of the fun things that we do, and I start with fun because that's my personality. So we have a golf. It's not a tournament. It's a golf outing, because I think a tournament is more formal. But we have a golf outing on Thursday, September 12th. And we're right in the midst right now of finalizing the foursomes, et cetera, and the sponsors and for the gifts, et cetera. And we are really looking for a great day that day. We're promising full sunshine, a great day, lots of Labatt's beer. and you just need to contact the chamber for the golf outing. It's at Glen Oak Golf Course. But in addition to that, we also have the amazing, the talented Lauren Lewis coming in for one of our Business Insight series.
Lauren, you've been holding secrets from me.
I'm excited. Kelly actually reached out to me a couple weeks ago and to kind of get some ideas flowing about how I can come into the Chamber of Commerce and talk with them about different things happening in the business world. We threw out a couple of ideas and we decided we were going to talk about, you know, work-life balance and how you can improve your work-life balance and why it's important to your success, like professionally and personally. Because if those aren't in synergy, then something's not going to be
And when
doing
is this
well.
Date going to happen?
Oh, that's Tuesday, August 20th at 8 a.m.
It is, and it's at the Homewood Suites. It's actually Homewood Suites Amherst. That's the actual name of the business on Millersport Highway. They have just been such a blessing. We hold one monthly on the third Tuesday, and they allow us to partake in their breakfast, which is very, very nice. And so at 7:30, we start with breakfast. At 8 o'clock to about 9 o'clock is our Business Insight series. And August 20th is Lauren. And then September 17th, we have Larry Midas. And so two terrific speakers. And they go on through the end of the year. So those are a couple of things that we've got coming up immediately that I can think of off the top of my head. We're going to do a tour of the Buffalo News. And put any pressure on GM, but I just saw the new Corvette engine and I want a tour of that engine line. It is very cool. First mid-car engine. I can't remember what you call it exactly.
Yeah.
But they are, what was so exciting was to see how proud those GM workers were of this new engine line and this new design.
Okay.
That was exciting when they announced it, and it seemed you could see a lot of pride within Western New York.
Yes.
For that being developed here.
Even then, you can see how diverse my job can be from dealing with companies and corporations like GM all the way down to the local pastry shop.
Yeah.
And speak to that for a moment. What are some of the different industries that make up the Kenmore, Tonawanda, you know, chamber area? Because I can imagine it's very, you know, diverse.
It is. And it's amazing how many people get involved from the small shops to even an Office Max, Office Depot. They will also get involved, which is terrific. We get a lot of support from, obviously, I'll mention again, just because they've been so tremendous, is Kenmore Mercy Hospital. And I have another great sponsor, Insurance Associates Marketplace. They do such a great job. They help us with as an ambassador for our chamber also, to help get out there and spread the word. But the other different businesses, again, we've got GM and DuPont and First Source, and there's so many large ones. But then I'm also supported by Tia Montante Group and Uniland, and there's so many mid-sized businesses too, that those are the ones that pretty much escape me, but they're really humming. And right now is the time. We have, I say, make hay while the sun is shining. Our economy is good. The whole outlook is good. The weather is good.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, right now, I mean, almost today, just get out there tomorrow and make something happen.
It's a chamber of commerce day.
Yes. Town of Tonawanda. Yay.
And are you looking for volunteers? If someone wants to volunteer, you know,
absolutely.
What can they do?
And you know what? There's a lot of initiatives that I've got it kind of on the back burner that I'm not able to do just yet, looking for the corporate support for those. So people can volunteer. I love having people, just extra bodies, show up at our ribbon cuttings just to make those look, you know.
Those are always great.
They are.
They're exciting. Does someone have to be a member of the Kenmore Town of Tonawanda Chamber of Commerce to come to some of these events, or is it open to non-members too?
Our community events are open to everybody. Oh, so that would be specifically for the community.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some things that we're putting on, and I hate to say it, but one of the things that I have had on the back burner for a long time is working with Kenmore Mercy Hospital on a Stop the Bleed program. And unfortunately, in the wake of things that have happened in the last couple of days, and God bless those families and the victims of these horrific shootings, the best thing you can do is actually learn how to stop the bleed. And so that is something that I think I'm going to have to pull to the forefront and actually schedule some of those. So those will be open to the public.
Yeah.
But then you're going to want to join the chamber for our golf outing or our business insight series or anything else that we're putting on.
Well, speaking about pulling it forward, Lauren, you go first.
I was going to say, Kathy, for someone, again, who's interested in learning more about the Kenton Chamber of Commerce, or they're interested in joining, how can they contact you?
That's very simple. They can contact Kelly.
We're all about the partners, right?
Kelly's a little easier to get a hold of sometimes. I'm out there in the community a lot, but it's kelly@ken-ton.org. And that is Kelly Oldenburg, the operations director. But I'm Kathy with a C, C-A-T-H-Y, at ken-ton.org. And we just love serving the village of Kenmore and the entire town of Tonawanda. It is a tongue twister.
Yeah.
And beyond. We just are so excited that there are so many people that support us. And we invite everybody, like the old-fashioned days, to just join the chamber, and we'll make an impact.
And if you can't tell, Kathy has such a great, vibrant, excited, fun personality. So joining the Kenton Chamber of Commerce, I'm sure you're going to have a great experience with it as
you
well.
You will. I'm planning a trip to Italy next year, so come join me.
It just keeps getting
better.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Buffalo, you've been listening to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. We have some exciting things happening on the show. You want to tune in each and every Sunday. If you listened to last week's show, Lauren had a great interview with Range Marketing. We have Marshall Brogan coming on talking about insurance. We have Cecilia's Restaurant, great Italian dining. And every Tuesday coming up, we're going to be doing a Tuesday date night. But you know what? You got to listen next week to find out more. Buffalo, have a beautiful day, a great Sunday. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.